You might know you're on the right road, but you aren't sure of the distance. You might ask somebody,
how far? How far is it? Something like that.
If you were pointing out something nearby, you might say,
there it is.
Or look,
look at that. Look over there.
If you want to know how many times, you say, how blank do you go to town? Or how blank do you do that? Or
how often?
You agree with a friend when he says, I'm not going to do that, or I'm not going to vote for that guy, you say.
Neither am I.
You would go to a barber to have him cut your, or a man might go to a barber to have him cut his,
your hair.
He had a lot of hair on his face. He had his
beard trimmed, shaved.
Where would an old-time storekeeper keep his pencil when he wasn't using it?
Behind his ear.
If someone's mumbling, you might say, take that chewing gum out of your
mouth.
He's got a chicken bone stuck in his
neck, throat.
Have you ever heard the term gozzle?
Yeah.
What, would that be throat or? Would it be just the Adam's apple or the whole throat?
I think it would be the whole throat.
You would have a dentist look at your
teeth.
He says he needs to fill that
cavity.
And the flesh around the teeth is the
gums.
You could hold that baby bird in the of your hand.
Palm.
He got mad and doubled up both
fists.
A place where two bones come together.
In the joint.
And the upper part of a man's body and his, you might say he has broad
shoulders.
Measure the height of a horse and
hands.
The pain ran from his heel all the way up his
spine.
At the end of your leg is your
foot.
You have two
feet.
I stumbled over a box in the dark and bruised my
ankle, shin.
Oh, when the ground is too cold or muddy to sit on, you might get down like this when you're inspecting the leaves of tobacco. Or passing the time with a friend.
Squat.
Or you might get down on your
knees.
And a horse if he sat like that, maybe in a circus, would be on his
haunches.
Someone's been sick a while. He's up and about now, but still looks a bit
peaked.
Would there be other expressions for
that? Maybe old, pale, weak, sickly.
If a person's pretty big and healthy, you'd say he is
robust.
Or
healthy looking.